Good evening. Welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter, for May the 12th, 2022. Tonight's topic is the cost of the Great Reset. Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. If you feel led to plant a financial seed in our media ministry, please visit donate.eamedia.online or visit store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. And we got Marilyn in. Good evening, Marilyn. Hey, there's Anna. Got two of them in here. So we'll start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray. We pray for our nation and for its future. We pray that you will see a path forward to undo the damages done by those ministers of Satan. We pray we'll be able to afford our next meal, next repairs we need done, the clothing on our backs, which is all being taken from us. We pray that looking forward, you will lift us over these great hardships and show us a brighter side across the river. Pray in your heavenly name these great things, O Lord. Amen. The latest update on donations for April is Andy, Lisa, Dusty, and Dave. Current Truth Premium subscribers, Linda, David, Bruce, Charlotte, and Diana. Truth Premium gets you additional content on our website, and you too can be a Truth Premium subscriber. And patrons Alicia and Dan, thank you all. Thank those of you who showed up for the podcast, and hopefully I'll make it through tonight. The trees have been glistening with dust of pollen and other craziness that's clogging my throat and going to destroy my poor show tonight. We'll do our best. And, okay. So, the topic tonight, before we get into the topic, I have to apologize for the late. I know I sent a handful of messages out about the podcast. I post one onto my Facebook page, etc. And I had three meetings tonight to go to. So it's, you have a grand, hey, hi, Eric. And yep, I'm getting a slow start tonight. My allergies are killing me, so it's going to be a rough night. We're going to make it through, though. So we had a, they call me the media hog, because for some strange reason, the media comes to me like pigs to crap. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. They just show up. It's like flies on a piece of candy on a hot summer day. But anyway, so I'm at this meeting. We have this in, for those of you who are in Pennsylvania, you're aware that we have these, tolls that are going up. The Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, one of the most evil Department of Transportation in the entire nation, has the most expensive turnpike in the whole world, I think they said. But anyway, they decided they want to toll these bridges. All of a sudden, 10 or 12 bridges across the state immediately need replacement. So they violated legislative law to do so. They went and they said, we've got money. We're allowed to toll, they said. We can't toll the road. They tried to toll the whole road, this Route 80 that goes across the state, the interstate, and the federal government wouldn't let them do that because it's a state road. The bridges are within the state. So apparently, they let them toll the bridges. I have no idea why. They want to charge $1 to $2 or maybe $3. They don't know, going one way. And one way coming back in a different direction. It's really weird the way they have it set up. And then they're gonna change this whole infrastructure around. They're gonna put all new ramps and all, and the whole thing is a cluster, you know what. I mean, I looked it over and I debated these people, and there was no way. I mean, I out-debated them 100 times over. And I also told them, I said, look, but if they're using Easy Pass on these roads, and in Pennsylvania, you got to put money down on an Easy Pass, and you got to give money to the state, at least $10. So you throw $10 in it. There's a million people in Pennsylvania out of 7 million and have an Easy Pass. They got $10 million or be $20 million, $30 million of our money just sitting there doing nothing. They can play games with. It's really stupid. And if they spend it, then you're SOL. Where's your money? It's gone. I told them flat out. I said, I don't intend to subsidize the state unless I get something for my money. I told them I wouldn't mind if they have to toll the roads to fix the bridges. I said, I wouldn't mind if they, you know, did a, you know, pay as you go, you know, pay as you play or whatever you want to call it. You know, have a credit card on file. You go through, bling, and charge your card. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with having to have money sitting there doing nothing rather than earning me money. Not just me, but a million other people. Anyway, so I go to this meeting tonight. I went to the meeting in April. So they subpoenaed me for the hearing tonight. And there were 40 people at the hearing that testimonies were taken regarding the economic and ecological impact of this crazy project. So I walk in the door and the lady says, hey, you're on the top of the list. You're like the third person in. What they'll do is they'll announce the first person and then they'll announce the two to follow that also, so you know where you are in line. I said, great. Well, the thing starts. There's a reporter standing. He's got this big camera and everything. And the guy gets up and he announces. He goes, so, all right, and the first one on the list is Andrew Schechter. Are you here, Mr. Schechter? I'm like, yeah, I'm here. Number one on the list. Go figure, right? So I get up and I give one hellacious speech explaining exactly what's going on with this crazy turnpike, with this tolling of the bridges, rather. And I was going at it. And this guy's taking pictures like crazy. So I'm done. And we had 5 minutes each to give our testimonies. And I sat down. And this reporter comes over. He goes, well, how do you spell your name, Mr. Schechter? So I spell it for him. He goes, all right, I got you. Thanks a lot. And he walks away. He left. 39 other people waiting for testimonies. And this reporter walks out the door. Now, you got to understand, I'm the one, I mean, I used to be a councilman, but I'm nothing now, other than on the planning commission of our borough. I didn't even mention that. The ones that were in there were our state senator. We had the commissioners from the county. We had state representatives. No, the reporter just walks away. So I'm waiting to see. Tomorrow's going to be interesting. This guy must have taken 1,000 pictures. It's got to be front page news. So we'll see where it goes, folks. But they come to me. I don't get it. And this is like the third time. And how do they get number one on the list? I have no clue. My name isn't even, well, maybe because it's Andrew. I don't know. There are other A's, though, but I don't know. Anyway, let's get on to the topic of the night. But I had a lot of fun. So that's where I was tonight. And we also had our GOP debated on who to endorse for the election. Oh, there was a big fight in that. I'm not going to talk about that this week, but it was a beautiful fight. It was wonderful. I got my popcorn out. So anyway, tonight we're going to talk about the true cost. And we're just discussing this at the GOP meeting tonight as well. When we left, I was talking about it to get some feedback from some of the folks that are running for various offices. And, you know, one of the things, and before we get on the topic, let me run my advertisement real quick because this is really pretty cool. And then we'll get right onto it. But we everybody knows we're doing this. My Pillow, it's Mike Lindell, is sponsoring our podcast. We recommend, because he's sponsoring, you can receive up to 66% off. You can call him directly at 800-795-5993. Again, 800-795-5993 to buy one of these great pillows. You get a discount using the word eternal. Eternal as promo code. Eternal as promo code. More important, though, we have just updated our giveaway. So we're increasing the EA Truth Media My Pillow giveaway from giving away two total pillows to four pillows. Now, remember, you know, we got 100 people maybe listening to the podcast overall, and you got maybe a 2 in 100 chance. So it's not a bad chance to get a pillow. These are expensive pillows. So it'd be two blessed winners. Each winner will receive two of Mike Lindell's My Pillows. All you have to do to enter is subscribe. So that's going to be two winners, but you're going to get two pillows. And there's only about 100 people that listen to this podcast each week. So you have a good chance. What you got to do is subscribe to Eternal Affairs Media on Telegram. Just comment Eternal on the latest post and wait for someone to reach out to you. So go to t.me.eamedia.online and comment Eternal on the very last post. That's all you have to do to enter. If you're on Telegram, just look for Eternal or EA Media online. A great deal and good chance to win a pillow. And they're really wonderful pillows. So please check it out. And our Telegram is really good too. Really a lot of good information, free, no charge. All right. So tonight we're talking about the true cost, and this is very important. What is what is the Great Reset? So for those who don't know, most people by now know that the Great Reset was set in place by the World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab, founder and executive chairman, created the commented that the pandemic. He's talking about the pandemic. The pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. WEForum.org, World Economic Forum, WEForum.org. So what's the story? Now, this also comes in, and I'm missing some messages. Hi, thanks, Marilyn. Thanks, Redneck Rambler. I don't recall seeing you. Thanks for joining the show. So here's the cool thing. What else is it called? Well, it can be called the Build Back Better. Biden's Build Back Better is also the same thing as the Great Reset. Barack Obama started the whole plan. Well, he didn't start it. He bought into the World Economic Forum's plan to reset the world. What they want to do, and you're right, Eric says Build Back Better is anything but better. So, and we were just talking about that tonight, too. In fact, they were talking about the cost of these bridges. And I said, look, they want to toll us, but this Build Back Better program just gave the state $1.6 billion, which is more than enough to replace all the bridges in the state. No idea why they've got to toll the road. So that's the whole point. They're giving this money out, which is our money. They're giving the money out causes inflation, causes us to the cost to go up for us. So the big thing with this Build Back Better or this Great Reset is the fact that it's going to cost phenomenal amounts of money to do it. What they want to do is destroy the old and build what they call the new, quote, new, so to speak. And in doing so, they're going to take our money and use it to build bridges, rebuild the highway systems. They want to restructure the highway system so that they're friendly to these battery plug-in cars that go, you know, 20 miles before they run out of juice. And you know they want to build all this crap back. They want to build the infrastructure, new wires. They want to build a telecom, all aimed at the cities. See, if you live in a city, you're going to have really wonderful, really really wonderful things. They're going to build back the cities. They're going to build them beautiful. You're going to have all your electric cars. You're going to have fancy electrified tunnels. You're going to have electric trains. You're going to have electric trucks driving the streets. You're not going to have that in the suburbs and in the rural areas, folks. You know, there's a guy today, and it's not just you and me going to work. It's going to be, think about the drivers, the delivery drivers, for instance. You know, and tell me if you're going to make an electric rock hauling dump truck. You know, it's insane, right? So, you know, the whole point is that the guy today was telling me, he says he drives his truck 300 miles a day. And the electric truck, if he had an electric truck and he tows his trailer with it, he'd go about 100 miles before he had to recharge. And a truck that size would recharge in about 2 hours on a super fast charger. You can't do this, folks. It's not sustainable. You can't do it. It's impossible. But the cost of this program, now I want you to understand what's going on here. So they got Teslas out there. You got electrified Volts and all this other garbage that they're putting out. Now all the brands are coming out. A lot of the European brands are already doing that. And yeah, I haven't got to the power grid point yet. We're going to get to that too. It's in one of the comments on our site here. The problem is that as you do this, you're costing everyone money. More money initially because you don't have all the infrastructure in place. You don't have I don't even know where to begin. I mean, this is going to be a 4-hour show, so we're definitely have to continue this one. But when you look at it, you buy an electric car. You're not going to be stopping at the gas station every day and sitting there parked all the time charging that thing. If you're just going back and forth to work, you're going to want to charge it at home. So even if you don't have a fast charge, you're going to want a four or 6 hour charger. So you can come home, go to bed at night, wake up in the morning, go to work. And even a charger of that nature is like a 220 charger. It's going to cost you about $3,000 or $4,000. So, and you have to have an electrician install it. You know, and then where are you going to run the wires for it? You know, these things are designed for the cities. They're not designed for rural areas. Where do you pull up on your side of your road or you pull into your driveway? Where the hell are you going to run a wire for this thing? Seriously. I mean, you need like a 0-0 gauge wire, plug it into your house. And, you know, where I live here, you're going to have 30 feet, 30, 40 feet to get to the curb to charge your car. How are you going to do that? Seriously. You know, even if you spend that money, how are you going to do it? So your first year, your costs, you got raw costs to people. You got raw costs to industry. You know, they were complaining about the postal trucks. They were out wanting to sue the postal service. Someone came up with this crazy idea in California, of course. They want to sue the postal service because they bought gasoline-powered postal trucks. Well, no kidding, man. You're going to go 400 miles in a day delivering mail? Are you going to stop every 2 hours to charge your friggin' truck? I don't think so. Give me a break. So as you build these things up, as you build this infrastructure up, it's costing every individual money. It's costing you and me money. It's costing the Postal Service money. It's costing the Stroman truck deliveries. It's costing everybody money to change the system and build up this infrastructure. That is going to drill down to your daily products. So you see what's going to happen is as they build this up, as we electrify the country, as we electrify the world, petroleum starts to decrease. The need for petroleum allegedly starts to decrease. So the cost of what goes up? Well, guess what? They're getting less petroleum that they're drilling for. They're less oil. The problem is that what comes from oil? Folks, anybody? Well, you can start the list with rubber tires, plastic, nylon, the very shirt you wear, the shoes you wear, your socks, underwear, the case that your computer's wrapped up in, everything that you use, the bag that your bread comes in, the picture frame on your wall, your iPad. Yeah. I don't even know where to begin the list. Almost everything is made out of plastic these days. Some cars are made out of plastic. Most of the cars insides are made out of plastic. Plastic comes from petroleum. Medicines come from petroleum. Paint comes from petroleum. Going over this in a previous podcast. So as you decrease the usage of petroleum, they're not going to drill petroleum if they're going to have to waste the gasoline. What are they going to do with the gasoline? Gasoline and natural gas, that stuff, you can't just get rid of it. It comes with petroleum. So there's going to be a shortage of plastics, anything like rubber, nylon, chemicals, medicines. Shortage is going to drive prices up, which are already inflated by the Great Reset, the money that's been wasted. Hey, how about it? How'd you like getting a couple grand last year? It was kind of nice, wasn't it? I thought it was pretty cool. All of a sudden, $2,000-$3,000 shows up in my freaking bank account, and I don't have to pay any taxes on it. That's pretty cool, right? They've already lost that much, just in gasoline and just in the cost of the utilities, because the inflation went up because of that. You know, any idea? Eco-friendly battleship, Redneck Rambler. Yeah, any idea on an eco-friendly battleship? Actually, battleships are cool, because what they can do with your battleships is they can run them off nuclear power like they run the submarines off them if they want. Now, there's a lot of things they can do with that. But even if we went 100% nuclear, if we just said, like I've been saying in the past podcasts, I said the great thing to do would be come up with a fusion reactor and then, you know, break water down and burn hydrogen like you would burn gasoline. Of course, Nancy Pelosi doesn't want that. Nancy Pelosi says you can't have any liquid fuels because people could convert the liquid fuel cars into gasoline cars. She said that. The idiot. There's your scientist, Nancy Pelosi, saying that. What an idiot. Yeah, aircraft. There's a good one. I don't think you can. What are you going to do about aircrafts? Right. Too much plastics. So the whole point is it's, Like I've said in past podcasts, it's a butterfly effect. The more you try to change one thing, the more it's going to cost you in another. Because as you change your infrastructure, you change to an electrified infrastructure, the turning point, it's a long learning curve where the out with the old and in with the new. And during that period, you could go broke because you're going to run out of things. You need to figure out replacements for everything made with oil. Everything. Can you get it from plants? Some, maybe. Can you get it from dirt? Maybe. I don't know. You can't use oil because oil, it's got gasoline and natural gas in it. As soon as you start messing with that, you're putting methane into, you have to throw away the gasoline. I don't know what you'd even do with it. The problem here, I like that. I'm kind of with all these ideas, cargo ships, trains can be electric. So I'm looking at my notes here, and Redneck Rambler's sending these things to me. Cargo ships, another. You could nuke the cargo ships if you wanted to. There's a lot of things you could do. You could burn hydrogen. The big thing is hydrogen. See, West Virginia is stockpiling hydrogen. We don't know why. I mean, it's obviously for fuel of some sort, I would think, but they're stockpiling hydrogen, and I can't find out why or the details, but a lot of the old coal mines are loading up, sealing their shafts, and load them up with hydrogen. What plan? To what end? I don't know. It's scary. But we are not, folks, we are in for the Great Awakening unless we take back our country. We are in for a Great Awakening, and I'm not going to get into politics in this thing because that's the whole thing. The whole point is this is not politics. So Eric, Eric says about nuclear not being safe unless it's handled properly. Interesting thing about nuclear is they now have what they call mini nukes. Mini nukes are canned nuclear reactors that can put out a lot of power. That could power a whole community, and they're completely sealed, completely contained, can't be disassembled, can't be broken into. Sealed up, and they're very, very, very safe. And they last like 20 years. And when they die, you bury the whole freaking reactor. But there are options, you know. But the problem is that to what end are those options going to cost? We have to do something at some point, because you know you gotta do something, because we keep putting this pollution in the air, you know, and putting the waste in the ground, and more people, you know, it was a really great thing when the United States was the great power of the world, and you had, you know, the Chinese working for 10 cents an hour and not caring whether they had an iPad or an automobile to drive. You know, Central Africa was nothing but a bunch of indigenous people that, you know, went around naked climbing from trees or whatever. Now suddenly everybody wants to be like America, and it's only America is the evil. Well, we're the most polluting evil people, but they want the same thing. You see, we can't all do that. You can't do that with fossil fuels, and you can't do that with, all the water that's required, and you know, everything that's going on. You can't do it with the amount of population in this world, folks. You know, we need an option. Now, I'm just pointing this out because when they start talking, and what I want you to do is. Yeah, exactly. Redneck, I like Redneck Rambler. You're great. I love your comments. Small footprint on the modern nuclear reactors, wind or solar can't come close to what a modern nuclear plant can do. Absolutely. The whole point is, I'm going to get you guys thinking. This is the whole clue here. Because I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, what are we going to do about this? It's crazy. Because, you know, there's so much that is affected, and I listen to what these idiots in the Congress say. Listen to Biden or that idiot Nancy Pelosi. Much as I hate her, I have to listen to her. She's so out of touch. We want the science of this and the science of that, and she's so out of touch. It's absolutely insane, folks. She doesn't have a clue. But listen to what they say, and listen to what the members of Congress say, and listen to what they vote on, you know, and then think hard about what they vote on, what it's going to do. And that goes with anything. And the Great Reset includes, you know, basically allowing Satan to take over the world, allowing, you know, well, anything goes unless it's conservative. Anything goes unless you can have fun doing it. You know, they're very one-sided is the problem. But what they're saying is, you can do whatever you want, and we're not going to stop you. You can kill your babies. You can go out and, you know, drive off a cliff, do anything, as long as it doesn't involve fossil fuels or conservative ideologies. You're fine. But the point is that in order to do that, you've got to follow their rules. See, they plant the rules into these things, just like they planted the rules in for emissions controls. You know, and California is a good example. California said, we're going to go green. So they said, we're going green all at once, because the World Economic Forum and the International Monetary Fund Greta Thunberg and all, they say, we got to shut down fossil fuels right now. So they're going with it. They're like, yeah, we're going to shut down fossil fuels. And they did it. I mean, they're doing it. They don't want any gasoline cars driving through their state, you know, anymore. They don't want, you can't buy a gasoline powered lawnmower, gasoline powered chainsaw. You can't even buy a gasoline powered generator in California now. I don't know if it's fully in effect yet, but that's the laws that were put in effect. There, it's insane. I mean, it's crazy. When the power goes out, you got a battery that might run, maybe a few hours. What happens when the battery runs out? You got no way to charge that because solar panels ain't going to cut it. You know, it's ridiculous. That's a great thing too, Eric. You know, all that money going to Ukraine could be used here at home. You know, help cut the gas prices, help get the fracking going again. Open up some pipelines. Your gas stoves electric. My daughter's saying that she prefers gas stoves to electric. Exactly. Here's the cool thing. The rich people and the industry and the companies get whatever they want. You know, in New York City, they're saying you can't, as of, I think it's next year, you can't build a house that has any gas appliances, gas furnace, gas stove, nothing. It's going to be all electric. You see where the price of electricity is going right now, right? Well, get this. There's exceptions to every single restaurant, every single industry. So, because restaurants can't cook on electricity, because electricity is useless, right, Anna? You can't cook with that crap. It doesn't work. You know, and I had electric heat in the house 1 year, and I actually ran that electric heat. Oh my God. And here's a great example. You'll love this one because they want to make everything electric. So I've got dual heating. I've confused the hell out of it. When I was on welfare. I'm not proud of it, but when I was injured in a hospital for about a year, I ended up in a welfare system for about a year. And they said, well, what we'll pay for your fuel, for your heat or whatever. So what heat do you use? Do you use electric? I go, yeah. They go, do you use gas? I go, yeah. Well, which one? I said, yeah, we use both. So we have dual systems. I can use electric or I can use gas. So the one year we had an issue, the gas furnace went out and I was scared because it's an old furnace and I was scared to get it even looked at because I didn't have a lot of money to pay for it. So I ran the electric. Well, when that bill came in the end of that month, now let's see, the gas bill when it came in was $98. $98 for the month of December. The month of January came, which isn't that much different from December around here in Northeast PA. And the bill for the electric heat in January was almost $1,000. 10 times the cost to heat the house with electricity over gas. They want us to use gas or electricity over gas. What a bunch of idiots. You know, you got to look at the overall cost of these programs. Everything they do costs us, but guess what? Corporate America doesn't have to abide by those rules 9 times out of 10. So there's food for thought. So keep that in mind when you're looking at these things and look at the experts that they're using and look at the alternatives to it. Look at what they're suggesting or recommending, and then look at the rebuttals to what they're suggesting. And you'll find out that this great reset that they're planning is really scary. It's going to cost us in the pocketbook just an absolute ton of money, folks. And it's not something that it's something we need to stop, and people need to realize what's happening. And like ASAP, the elections this coming year in the midterm elections, we need to vote them all out. Get rid of them. Look on your list. Don't be afraid to vote for someone that's unknown. The party will come in and support them. But find someone that will support you and your values, because the ones that are in there now don't support any of us. And anyway, I avoid the millionaires. This year I told people, they asked me, because I'm on the GOP committee, they said, well, they asked me, who are you voting for? Who should we vote for? I go, I can't tell you who to vote for, but I can tell you who not to vote for. And I gave them the top two millionaires and billionaires that are on the list. Don't vote for them, because they don't care about us. They don't care about money. They don't care whether the gas goes up twice the price or the gasoline goes up twice the price. They only care about their own pocketbooks. They're fine. They've got all the money they need. We don't need them representing us because they don't understand us. That's my two cents on the matter. So keep an eye on what's going on. Watch the Congress, because they're absolutely bat crap crazy. They really are. And what they're doing is going to cost us tenfold in the long run, folks. Hey, we're a little bit over time here. And I would really appreciate y'all coming on board. For those who came in late, go and like us on Telegram. We are EA Media Online on Telegram. And the website browser, it would be t.me.eamedia.online. Find the last comment in there. Type the word eternal in there, and you have a chance to win two. That's two of Mike Lindell's My Pillows. So no catches, no nothing, and a really great Telegram portal. A lot of good information. So that's all for this. I got a notice here. Let me just look at this. Let me look at Eric's last notes before we part ways. Let's see. SCOTUS leak update. Yeah, I don't have any more information, Eric, on the SCOTUS leak update. And thank you, Marilyn, for the great gift. Yeah, I have no more for next month than any of this. Well, keep an eye on that, because that we do have to keep a we have to keep a very close to the heart and try to avoid discussions with people on this whole Roe versus Wade thing, because that was put there intentionally. That was leaked intentionally to destroy the conservatives and the Republican Party. Anyway, yeah, I did see that as well, Eric. So we got to blow though, because we're out of time. So I'm going to say good evening, everybody. God bless all of you. Thank you so much for coming. Without you, I don't have a show, and I'd really appreciate it. Invite some more friends over. The more we get, the merrier we get. The more people I have to talk to, the more fun I have, and the more information I can provide. It makes it worth all the effort. So good night, everybody. Thank you again for coming on board, and we'll see you next week, same time at Podbean, 10 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday evenings. God bless you all. If you missed it or somebody missed it, it's always posted up on the website within 15 minutes after the termination of the podcast. I'll get it out. Yet these allergies are killing me. Good night, everybody. Have a great week. Right, everybody.